Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Mohammed, where are you from?
I am from Middle East, Syria.
Syria?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been in the United States?
It's been 4 years and a couple months.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Right now, I am a full-time college student. And please excuse my English, because English is my fourth language, so I'm trying to learn.
I understand people have trouble with the English language, you know. I mean, I have trouble with it, Inspector Carrigan does, and we speak one language, right?
Yes, this is his fourth one.
It's his fourth language. You're doing very well. You're a credit to your country. What college do you go to?
This upcoming semester, it will be my last semester in CCRI.
Yeah.
I will be transferring to get my master's degree. And which college, I have no idea yet, but I will by future. I was thinking more Brown because of my major.
So assuming you had your master's degree right now, assuming that, okay?
Yes.
What would you do? Are you going to stay here or are you going to go back?
I will definitely stay here and try to make some differences. Because I couldn't do something in my country, because United States helped me, and I'll do something in return.
You said a couple of things that really impressed me. Number one is you want to give back to this country, right?
Yes.
But I'm not going to give you a big speech, but it's really what this country is all about. This country is a country of immigrants. It's a country filled with people that came from somewhere else. Inspector Carrigan's ancestors came from Ireland. My father was born in Italy, so and different nationalities all came to this country and started off from ground zero like you are, and they made success not only in their own life but in their children's life. And the fact that you said you want to give back to this country is very meaningful to me, and I think you're going to be successful. Don't give up.
I hope so. I hope so, Your Honor.
Are you charged with going through a red light? Where were you going?
So I have to wake up every day at 6 o'clock to put my dad to work, give him a ride.
Oh, your father?
My father, yes.
And you drive your dad to work?
Every single day, yes. Monday to Friday.
Who's here in your family? Just you and your dad?
No, my two brothers, and I have a little sister, and my mother.
Sounds like the American story.
Yes, Your Honor, it does.
Right. I'm going to give you a break on the red light.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to give you a break. You're taking care of your dad.
I really appreciate that.
All right. The red light is dismissed based on the explanation.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. I've actually seen a lot of your episodes, videos, and it kind of inspires me to keep going and never give up.
I've already indicated to you, don't give up. If there's any special message I can give to someone like you, and that is that the road will be bumpy, it'll be long, and it'll be tough.
Yes.
You know, but don't give up.
Never. The road was already tough since I was a kid. As a kid, I was growing up. I didn't have a good childhood because of the Syria war that started in 2011. And I never got a chance to study in my own country. But thankfully, I'm keep studying and keep furthering my education here in the United States.
It's heartwarming to hear what you're saying, because this is the land of opportunity.
It is.
It's based on welcoming people from all over the world. You know, at the base of the Statue of Liberty, there's a sonnet that says, "Give me your tired, your weary, come to the United States," among other things. You know, it says, "Send them to me. Send them to me."
That's right.
My dad was in that category. You're in that category. Millions of people who have made great contributions to this country and to the world have come from elsewhere. And hopefully you will be one of those. Don't quit.
Never. I promise.
You have a good day.
Yes.